This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Brett Baer in Washington. We begin tonight with a Fox News exclusive. Satellite imagery shows the Chinese military has deployed an advanced surface-to-air missile system on one of its contested islands in the South China Sea. It's another example of a foreign power challenging President Obama to respond to an act of defiance and aggression. Correspondent Doug McElway with the breaking news tonight. Good evening, Doug.
Evening, Brett. The discovery of these missile batteries on Woody Island in the disputed Paracel Islands of the South China Seas comes just as President Obama and leaders of the ASEAN summit pledged to commit themselves to maritime security and safety, including freedom of navigation and overflights, a pledge which now appears to be dashed in the face of Chinese provocation.
It's a nightmare for President Obama. It embarrasses him in the middle of a summit that he's called with the leaders of Southeast Asia, that the goal of the summit was to create a kind of unified response in the South China Sea and avoid militarization.
Civilian satellite imagery obtained by Fox News appears to show that China has placed a battery of its highly sophisticated HQ-9 air defense missiles on Woody Island. A U.S. official confirmed that the accuracy of the photos is real. The HQ-9 missile system, which closely resembles Russia's S-300 missile system, has a range of 125 miles. It would pose a threat to any airplane, civilian or military, within that range. The missile placement is the latest in a series of provocative actions by China in that region. 450 miles southeast in the Spratly Islands, China has been dredging sand to build up an airstrip. That airstrip is now completed and in use. China last December accused the U.S. of a series of military provocations after an American B-52 bomber flew over the Spratly Islands. China's defense ministry demanded Washington immediately stop such aggressive acts. The U.S. responded that the overflight was unintentional and that bad weather may have contributed to the pilot flying off course. The placement of the missile batteries comes 3 weeks after Secretary of State John Kerry visited Beijing to discuss the contested islands. At that time, China's foreign minister pledged not to militarize them. And just within the past half hour, President Obama completed his closing press conference at the ASEAN conference. He did not address China's placement of the missile batteries on Woody Island. We have reached out to the White House for further comment. They have not yet responded.
I'll tell you, this is very, very dangerous going on, and we've discussed this on the show a numerous amount of times. And, you know, it's like we're using this Iran strategy all over again.
Yeah, it's just it's dumbfounding. I can't believe we're actually talking about this sort of thing in the day and age that we're living in. But here we are, you know.
Well, here he's in out in the desert in California, mm-hmm. Meeting with all these other Asian right. countries, and what are they doing?
Yeah,
it's like, okay, we all come together, just sing kumbaya and hope
right.
for the best. And hey, who brought the novena candles that we
right.
can burn here and hope for the best, right?
Right, not talk about these real issues that are facing us. Yeah,
here's a question because I don't know much about the meetings going on out in Arizona. Did we invite China to those?
Of course, and they said they didn't want to come because they knew they were the topic
right.
of discussion. What were
right.
they going to say? I mean, because the deal is they're with other Asian people that know when, people are lying, they're being worked over, they'd have been called on it, you know, but they can, you know, have meetings with John Kerry, and John Kerry comes away thinking, hey, they're all going to play nice. And the thing was that really cracked me up was last week, I think it was actually Monday, the commander of the Navy's 7th Fleet, responsible for the waters of the Western Pacific, we're talking about the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we are unsure where they are taking us and urge Beijing to be more open with its military operations. More open, they're building military,
right.
An island there that's been militarized, though they said they weren't going to militarize it. They got, it's being militarized because they're, kind of saying, we need to defend ourselves. Well, you know, come on. I mean, how provocative can you get when all of a sudden now, and I thought it was one island. I mean, they're talking seven islands. They got three landing strips. We got trouble here in River City, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be nasty stuff. Anyway, stay with us. We've got more to talk about. Liz Peek coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 5 minutes after.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to get involved in the conversation or drop me an email, by all means, we love hearing from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we were able to get her away from her schedule. And even though I can't seem to get the days right, I had in my mind, I knew there was a day that we could not be together and because she's with Stuart Vonnie. And it's only because she loves the accent. That's why. I know that's the reason. Liz Peek is with us. Liz, how you doing? Thank you for being available.
Oh, hey, it's my pleasure. I always love talking to you. And yes, this is the day that I'm there every day. So I'm thinking
Thursdays. I'm saying never on Thursdays, but now I got to change my whole tune now. I've been singing never on Thursday and it's never on Wednesday.
Hey, but, I'll forgive you.
Except for today. Thank you. Thank you, please. Liz, of course, a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, so she knows what's happening. Liz, before we get into talking about Hillary, the stock market this year has been, you know, a Mr. Toad's wild ride. And now with the price of oil and, you know, the stuff that's trying to be negotiated there with, you know, of all people, Saudi Arabia and Russia, you know, and Iran's going to go along with that? I don't think so.
Well, that's the question. Basically, you've had some major producing countries such as Russia, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, key players in the market, the two biggest exporters being Russia and Saudi Arabia, agreeing to cap production at a certain level if Iran would agree. Now, that's a pretty tough pill to swallow for Iran because, of course, now with the lifting of sanctions, they have the opportunity of ramping up oil production and exports and getting into much better fiscal shape. The country has been suffering enormously economically because of sanctions. One reason that, of course, we applied sanctions in the first place was to drive them to the bargaining table. In my view, we didn't reap nearly enough from that, but whatever. We did end up with a very lopsided nuclear accord. But in any event, the idea that Iran now would hobble themselves by restricting exports to what or production to what they produced last year, I think is extremely unlikely, as you point out. So what's interesting, though, Bill, is the linking of oil prices and stock markets, which initially the common thread was economic development or economic growth around the world. That is to say, because China was slowing down, China, the biggest incremental user of oil, that put pressure on oil markets, the price went down. And so stock markets naturally sort of read that as a sort of token of what economic growth will look like going forward around the world. But really, it's gone way beyond that, because the slowdown in growth is much more restrained or much more contained, let's say, than the drop in oil prices. Prices have plummeted. And the reason is twofold. One is that there's actually a cost to overproduction. In other words, the incremental barrel of oil, if it has no place to go, you have to store it. And storing oil is reasonably expensive. So, you know, at some point, oil, literally the incremental barrel, the extra barrel more than what's needed, has not only no value, it actually has negative value. And so in the very short run, which is kind of what we're looking at now, oil prices are, you know, the drop is bottomless. But it may be that we've bottomed here a little under $30 a barrel or whatever, but no one really can be sure of that. Mm-hmm. The second thing is the fear of contagion. People remember so acutely the impact that mortgages going sour had on the global economy. And they're looking at all the borrowing that's been done by the oil industry in the last 10 years. And it's significant. It's significant in particular in the U.S. with a lot of small companies starting up to produce shale oil and borrowing to do so. And it's also significant in terms of geopolitical players in the field, countries, third world countries like Brazil, Venezuela, and others that have government debt tied to oil production. So there's a concern that the underlying threat to the global financial system is significant. I don't really agree with that. I think that we will see oil markets rebound the next couple of years. I think most countries and companies, not the little tiny ones that are in the shale market, but most will survive. I don't think it's anything like the epidemic, let's say, that we saw result from the mortgage meltdown. But those are the concerns. And so there has been this kind of bizarre linkage. And I would argue the linkage is too much, that the economy is after all growing and is not terrible. It's not great, but it's not terrible. But anyway, oil markets certainly are going to play a role in what the stock market does going forward, as it has, whether it's right or wrong.
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, speaking of Iran and the bad deal that was executed there on our behalf, and I would say in the world's behalf, not all that positive. And, of course, the sanctions are lifted, and Iran's probably thinking, well, thanks a lot, now you lift the sanctions on us, and what do we have left, you know, in the market here? I mean, we're chewing on the bone because, you know, there's an oil glut, and why would people choose, you know, to buy oil from us? I mean, unless we really get really nuts and start getting down to the $20 a barrel, because what do they have to lose? I mean, they've been losing money anyway, so if they can sell theirs and steal market share, then, you know, this is going to be a race to the bottom. It could be pretty crazy, don't you think?
Well, I think it already has been. To some degree, it'll be affected. Don't forget, Iran has been shutting in a lot of its production for many years now because of the sanctions. It is not just a matter of turning on a valve. They have to actually invest a significant amount of money, they or whatever oil companies or entities they invite in to help them do this, are going to have to pour a lot of money into oil production in Iran. There's a big win out there in the future because Iran has enormous productive capability, but it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, there's probably several hundred thousand barrels a day potential over the next year. There's more than a million or two over the next several years, but it doesn't come with no cost. So to your point, Iran is sort of damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they don't go along with this capping of production that has been requested by a lot of OPEC members, then prices go into free fall again, most likely. And if they do, then they are really kind of hard pressed to find investors who are going to be willing to put a lot of money on the line to produce oil down the line. So, you know, this is tough in Iran. I'm not at all unhappy about that, of course.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right? But it certainly doesn't solve the oil market's problems overnight.
Well, it's a bit of a double-edged sword here because you have, whether it's investors or oil companies, you know, looking at the gold in Demdar Hills, the liquid gold, and are they going to help Iran as they continue to spread their tentacles of terrorism? You know, it's a double-edged sword, so where does ethics come in? Well, we'll talk more about that with Liz Peek. Liz Peek is our guest. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Give me a hold of me together. Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together?
Well, we're back.
back with you, America. Our conversation with Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times continues. Liz, I wanted to just wrap up and summarize what we were saying before the break, you know, regarding, you know, this ethics situation, you know, companies, investors helping Iran, and to what cause? To continue their terrorist activity?
Yeah, I'm afraid ethics really is taking a back seat here. I mean, I don't know if you recall, but a couple of weeks ago, Rouhani, the head of Iran, visited several European countries who threw themselves at him in every effort to secure various kinds of trade deals, business arrangements, et cetera, because let's face it, Europe isn't growing. They need export markets. They figure Iran is a likely growing economy moving forward. If you remember that embarrassing situation where the Italians covered up their most beautiful statues so as not to offend Rouhani's sensibilities, so that, you know, they would further their cause, et cetera. Look, that's what they're all about. Ethics really doesn't play much of a role in business decision making. So American companies probably aren't going to fare very well in Iran, but it's really not because they're not going to try. It's because the Iranians are pretty dubious about dealing with Americans because they know that at any moment their funds could be sequestered or whatever. There might be some down the road confrontation between Iran and the United States, which results in some harm to them. So, look, Iran is going to come back to full power, and yes, a lot of the money is going to go to funding Hezbollah and their other acolytes. It's a tragic situation because we have already unbalanced the Middle East once. Arguably, we're doing it again, but that's just where we are.
Exactly. Well, I want to play this clip, you know, from Hillary Clinton. Guys, let's go ahead and let it roll here.
Senate Republicans are vowing to fight till the end any Supreme Court nomination from President Obama. Last night, Hillary Clinton set off a Twitter firestorm, ending her marathon 11-tweet spree by writing, quote, "So a message for Senate Republicans, fill this vacancy. POTUS will do his job. Do yours." Signed by Hillary Clinton. Now, it's worth noting, 10 years ago, back in 2006, then-Senator Clinton joined with 24 other Democrats, including then-Senator Barack Obama, to try to filibuster the nomination of Samuel Alito, President George W. Bush's nominee, to the Supreme Court.
He has rarely sided with individuals seeking relief from discrimination on the basis of race, age, gender, or disability. In fact, in the vast majority of civil rights cases, Judge Alito has sided with those who would infringe on the civil rights of Americans.
Well, Liz, what say you after that?
Actually, I have a piece out this morning that I recommend to your listeners only because it, in the sea of commentary on this topic, it is a somewhat different point of view. I take the view that this is a huge opportunity for Republicans and particularly for the Republican leadership. This is a moment where they absolutely do not have to bend to the pressure which will be brought by Obama, by Democrats, by Hillary Clinton, and the New York Times. They are under no obligation to do this, to consider a justice or to appoint a justice under any particular time frame. They have the majority in the Senate. They can basically hold this off until we elect a new president. And if I were Mitch McConnell, I would make darn sure that they do just that. Why? Because he has been under the gun from Tea Party activists and bomb throwers like Ted Cruz for the past couple of years for not standing firm. This is a place where they can stand firm. The Republicans can unite. And here's the point. Yes, the liberal media is going to say, oh, it's just more of obstructionism on the part of Republicans. The answer is no. There is a very strong message. And if Republicans were as disciplined as Democrats, they would all have the same message. And it is this, that Obama has been an unlawful president, acting beyond his power of the presidency. The founders of our country understood that this could happen, and they set up a three-party government. Congress has basically been run roughshod by this president ever since he was elected, even going back to when there was a Democrat majority in the Congress. He passed Obamacare with Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi's help, with all kinds of rulemaking trickery, with bribery of various senators to get it done. Basically, since then, and with two resounding defeats at the polls, landslide election in 2010 when the House went in the biggest shift since the 1800s to the Republicans, and then also another landslide in 2014, the voters have said enough. We don't like this single-handed management of our government by this president, and the president has not slowed down for a second. So a lot of the things pending before the Supreme Court are these executive actions and regulatory actions unilaterally passed by or imposed by Obama. It is reasonable to have the people have a say in this, and they can make a decision in November how they want these issues to go, whether it's the shutting down of our coal industry or whether it's allowing 11 million people to stay in the country illegally. The voters will decide, and my guess is they will not decide in Obama's favor, but they should have a choice. And honestly, I think if the Republicans get their act together, this could be a very big win for them.
Liz, what you just brilliantly laid out is the white paper and the marching orders for the Republican Party. Some are saying what you're saying, but you're exactly right. They need to be united and focused, and even if Chris Christie wants to say, there you go again, you're repeating talking points, that is the sword you want to fall on, I would believe.
I totally think this is true. We've not had an opportunity like this for a long time here's the point, Bill. For years now, the Ted Cruzes of this world have fastened on the fact that the Republican Congress has not been able to do much. Well, why not? First, the president had veto power. So you can repeal Obamacare till the cows come home. It isn't going to mean anything. It's a meaningless vote because the president will simply veto it. And secondly, the president has been, I think, unlawfully expanding exponentially the use of executive powers. So Congress has looked foolish and impotent, even though they have a Republican majority. Okay, now is the moment. Now is the moment where that Republican majority is going to come into play. And, you know, honestly, what we've seen in the Democrats, and it really makes me crazy when this happens, but every time there's an issue, they all have the same talking points. They all sound like little mini-me's talking over each other with the exact same phrases even. Clearly the DNC or the White House sends out a memo, says, here's what we think. Here's what you're going to say. You know what? Exactly. Mitch McConnell needs to do exactly the same thing.
Exactly. It's worked very effectively for the DNC, even though we're aghast at what comes out of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and company at times, the little minions who follow suit. But you're exactly right. If there was ever a time the Republicans needed to be united, it is on this. And it is, you know, either you're for the Constitution or not. And that's really what this is coming down to, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You're also just basically voting for, by not confirming a justice, you're voting for the break that the Supreme Court is meant to be on the executive branch. And if we allow Obama to put another left-leaning justice in there, someone did a piece in which they talked about how all the Democrat nominees, Kagan, Sotomayor, et cetera, all vote as a block. The Republicans don't. And I think it really says something about the intellectual honesty of the appointees from the Democrats. But if we get another such appointee, we know exactly how every decision will turn out. And the people deserve better than that.
Well, that's a great piece. And that's at LizPeak.com?
Well, it's up on the Fiscal Times today. And okay. I really would love people to sign on and look at
it. We'll link it on our website as well. Thank you, Liz.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings.
And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shot for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
I love the East. I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only...
Welcome back, America. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and this is Bill Martinez Live that you just joined on. Whether you knew it or not, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11 Eastern, in over 270 markets across these United States, around the world, via shortwave as well. We're everywhere, even on your smartphone. That's how smart they are these days. Hey, we got back with us Robert Wintner. We had a chance to speak with Robert last year on a different topic altogether. For those of you that have enjoyed the islands, you know about Snorkel Bob. Well, Robert is Snorkel Bob himself, renowned in Hawaii and the world for innovative snorkel gear and reef advocacy. Robert, always good to have you with us. Aloha, my brother.
Aloha, Bill. Good to be here again.
Well, it's great to have you. Your story this time around, quite a bit different than last time. And on the heels, I was telling somebody else, on the heels of Valentine's Day, we get to talk about your wife and something quite harrowing that you and she went through.
Well, yeah, and such is life. I think that the primary characteristic of Brainstorm as a personal outing and as a narrative exercise was the just the nature of sudden change in life, and becomes more dramatic when blue sky sunshine all of a sudden turns into a giant question mark and pounding sensations of unreality and grasping for traction and so on and so forth.
Right. Well, Brainstorm is the title of your new book, which talks about how your wife unexpectedly developed a cerebral aneurysm, and suddenly you find yourself dealing with the medical system. And as you say, in this journey of life, at different chapters of our life, we experience particular things. But as we get older, and especially in light of the medical environment today, it can hit us right between the eyes and really shock us.
Yeah, it's all relative to each individual and that individual's health regimen and health values and general standards. You know, the most casual, normal seeming people can be, you know, fringe in many areas. For example, my wife and I, when it comes to health care, mm-hmm. and that presented a problem for the emergency medical care industry and for us. Fortunately, we were able to resolve it, but it was fairly challenging in the interim.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing this in the midst of a crisis. You need to have her taken care of, not worry about so much the fine lines and the all the minutia of getting through the emergency room process.
Yeah, but I would say I would disagree with that just a bit. We did want the fine lines and minutia. You know, I've had experience in some risk-taking endeavors, like motorcycle riding or scuba diving. And when you get over your head in circumstances, it's not a matter of if but when, mm-hmm. you must default to protocol. Here's what I must do if I'm going to survive. And you have to set aside those notions of this could be it.
Right.
Because you really compromise your chances for survival if you do that. And so, you know, the adage in scuba diving is plan your dive and dive your plan. And so I felt like I defaulted to protocol in this harrowing, you know, onslaught. And, you know, we're kind of health nuts. We eat well. And, you know, not a lot of meat, hardly any dairy. We had a lot of fresh produce, wheat, grains, you know, and those things. And then we had personal experience with other health challenges. My wife had breast cancer a few years before this happened. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, it was her call. She declined the three prescribed remedies of the American Medical Association, and they are chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. Mm-hmm. And she went on a, you know, saturation regimen of vitamins and other what they call alternative cures, more natural cures. And she was able to completely rid herself of the breast cancer. And she was really hesitant. She had people, women especially, come to her from many places and ask for her regimen. She was really hesitant to recommend that. She said, you can't do what I did just because I did it. You have to feel this.
Yes.
And so we had pretty strong internal support for our value system and belief system. And so, you know, when you said just a couple minutes ago that she developed an aneurysm, well, aneurysms can be there for a long time. It's literally, and I'll go to lay language here, mm-hmm. it's literally a weak area, a weak spot in a cell wall. The human brain is, it looks like a massive waterway of blood vessels, tributaries and bifurcations and so on and so forth. And if there's a weak spot in any one of those blood vessels, it can bulge, looks like a blister, like a balloon that's inflated, and that's an aneurysm.
Right.
An aneurysm in and of itself is not life-threatening unless it impinges on a nerve, and that can happen too. But the biggest threat is if it leaks, if it ruptures and bleeds. And that's called a cerebral hemorrhage.
Exactly.
And that's what happened with us. Mm-hmm. And my wife is petite, and you can knock her down, but you can't keep her down. She's very strong, resilient, and she bounces back. So she had this headache, which is a typical symptom of a bleed, and she never gets headaches. And she got loopy, like drunk, but not like drunk. Drunk is slurring. Hey, well, how's it going? Well, that's drunken. But she, this was more like gibberish, like talking in tongues. And the next day, the symptoms were completely gone. And being, you know, the compulsive personality that I am, I said, look, we can't just ignore this because it looks like it's resolved. And she was upset. We had an outing planned for the day. And we went to the doctor, and he said, look, I don't see anything. I'm going to send you over for a CAT scan. And she was more upset. Well, long story short, I mean, you can read the whole book.
Right.
The CAT scan showed a massive cerebral hemorrhage.
Mm.
And that's what happened. And the response to that from the medical system is rote, and it's urgent, and it's frantic, and it's quite overbearing. And the thing that just hit us and remained between us and the emergency care system was we needed an explanation, and we could not get one. They wanted to go from square 1 to cranial surgery, to brain surgery in 20 minutes. And we'll say, whoa.
Right.
Let's talk.
Yes.
Let's take 2 minutes and talk. And they couldn't talk. It's not that they couldn't. I think the upshot of the book is the legal overlay on the medical care system. They can't talk legally because it's libelous. Everybody knows that nurses don't make nearly as much money as doctors. And because of that, they're not as juicy a target legally. You can't sue a nurse. What are you going to get? What does the nurse make?
Yeah.
And consequently, nurses are they're not supposed to talk, but they're much freer with their language than the doctors are. We couldn't get a complete sentence out of any of the doctors. Some of the nurses tried to fill us in, but they were on caution. And that was pretty much the gist of the outing. It was pretty dramatic, as the narrative relates, until we caused enough what they, I'm pretty sure, characterized as trouble, until we got the head of the department, who ended up performing the surgery. Just a very well-spoken, well-mannered, composed individual, and we took about 5 minutes to exchange thoughts. That was at the end of about 4 days. And
4 days of anxiety before you get to the 5 minutes of resolve.
Yeah, and the underlying urgency there is that once you have a bleed in the cranium, when everybody's had a cut that bleeds, and you know that the blood dries up, and that's it. You wash it off, scrape it off, whatever. If it occurs in an enclosed area like the skull, the blood changes its chemistry, and in 72 hours it becomes toxic and destructive to other cells, and it can be fatal pretty quick.
Well, no question, there had to be this sense of urgency, Robert, in dealing with this. I like one of the statements that you wrote in the book. You said, sometimes events in our lives bear striking similarities, like banking into a curve at 80 or kissing my wife minutes before brain surgery. That just says a lot about who you are. It tells me more, again, about who Robert Wintner is. Everybody knows in Hawaii is Snorkel Bob, Hawaii's largest reef outfitter. He's written some 15 books, and you can find out more about him at Robert Wintner, that's WINTNER.com. His new book, Brainstorm, a memoir of love, devotion, and cerebral aneurysm, available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked at our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Robert, thank you so much.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be.
clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, it has to be, huh? Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Always good to have you along with us. By the way, a couple of emails and tweets came at me. Wanted to know again that reference that Liz Peek had made to the FiscalTimes.com article. Just go to FiscalTimes.com/columns and look for the article. This is Fight Over Scalia's Seat, Just What Fractured GOP Needs. It is a brilliant piece, very well done, and I think it's an excellent white paper that Mitch McConnell ought to get out to the rest of the boys and say, hey guys, let's follow some of these copy points, let's get something down here and make sure what we're saying is a united voice, much like, you know, as we talked about with Liz, much the same way the Democrats, you got to hand it to them. You know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the team there, they know how to get the Democrats lined up, marching right behind one another, even though you might question right now and say, hey, is there a little bit of wackiness going on? But that's another topic for another day. Hey, right now with us, we're fortunate to have Israel Ortega. Iz is a writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives. Is it Lives or Lives? I keep getting that confused.
Lives.
Opportunity Lives, of course. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector, possessing a thorough understanding of a variety of public policy issues, including but not limited to immigration, education, political analysis, and Latin America. He was a Capitol Hill staffer for 5 years. Israel Ortega, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having me on.
Hey, great to have you on to talk about this topic, and I think this is an interesting one that was brought up, and it's like one of those things, maybe it's kind of like one of those, I don't know, what do you want to call it, gorillas in the room when it comes to Hispanics, because you have so many Hispanics today in America that are not bilingually fluent, and the jab that Marco Rubio took at Ted Cruz during the GOP debate, I thought was a little desperate, unfair.
Yeah.
And being Hispanic, it bothered me.
Yeah. No, I think you're right, Bill. And I think Marco Rubio is a talented guy, but he realizes that, you know, he's in a dogfight right now to stay to be a contender in the Republican primary. And I think that this issue about sort of disqualifying Hispanics because they can't speak and Rubio are really defying, you know, the odds and the media conventional thinking about what Latinos are supposed to be. I mean, these are two, you know, solid conservative guys that happen to be Latinos, and frankly, one of them could be the nominee. And so, you know, I would expect a lot more coverage about them being Latino if they were Democrats. And I think you and I know that, and we were recognizing, you know, the media and their bias even more as both these guys are doing relatively well in the primaries.
Yeah, when you think about it, I mean, for Hispanics to, you know, stop. I mean, it's like you want to say, stop, wait a minute here. We've got two Hispanics running for president. They are top contenders, and not necessarily because it is, you know, demographically or racially driven. Because I'm not seeing this incredible parade like you did a la Barack Obama, because he's black.
Right.
All the blacks are going to fall in line just because these two are Hispanics. You know, you don't see, you know, mariachis and everybody else and piñatas, you know, falling right behind them either.
Right. That's exactly right. No, and that's exactly right. I think we're seeing this bias. It's pretty evident. But look, I think the other thing, too, to keep in mind is that, you know, there's a lot of there are a lot of Latinos, frankly, who are not engaged, who are eligible to vote, but decided not to vote in the last presidential election. I was talking to Arthur Brooks a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He's the president of American Enterprise Institute, a well-respected conservative think tank here in Washington, D.C. And, you know, he's crunched the numbers, and he's realized that he's concluded that there are a lot of Hispanics that are conservative-leaning, but are just not showing up to vote. And I think that's the card, I think, for Republicans, for conservatives to look at. You know, how do you energize those Hispanics who lean conservative, lean Republican, but are simply not you know, voting? And I think that's going to be the key for Republicans if they want to do well with Latinos this November.
Well, the conservatives are getting shouted down. It's no different in any kind of environment, and particularly when you look at it as a culture. I mean, the thing is, you know, for you and me, Israel, you know, being Hispanic, you know, culturally, we look at conservative beliefs and you go, that's the way we were raised. And that's, you know, when I have a conversation with somebody about, you know, philosophy and about, you know, politics that are very, you know, liberal, and they happen to be Hispanic. And I was in a situation where we had a debate at the Inglewood Forum. And in fact, there was an operative from the Barack Obama campaign, an attorney who was, you know, was in the conversation with me. And when she would, you know, stop and listen, and I understood her background. I mean, she came from, you know, the fields. I mean, she worked her way up. I mean, her family were in the fields in Central America. And so I understand that. But when you break it down and you look at what can be sustained and what is consistent with the values that Hispanic people are raised in, it's almost like you have that Susana Martinez moment when you say, oh, God, I'm not a Democrat. You know,
right.
Those values aren't consistent with the way I've been raised.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think as we get into the general election, I'm hopeful that conservatives will not just talk about, I think, social issues where, you know, the polling still shows that Hispanics are pro-life, for example. I mean, the videos that were uncovered, what's happening in Planned Parenthood. I mean, you look at the number of abortions, they're disproportionately aborting babies of color, you know, Hispanic, African-American.
25%, Israel, 25% Hispanic. You imagine how many abuelas are grieving because they've lost grandchildren, great-grandchildren?
Right.
I mean, that's just terrible.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly, and that's hopefully an issue that Republicans will raise, because it's a compelling one. But the other one is Bill. Is, you know, the Obama administration has been horrific on Hispanics. More Hispanics are looking for work. They haven't seen wages increase, and so it's discouraging, you know, to see particularly young Hispanics support someone like Bernie Sanders, who essentially wants to double down with what President Barack Obama has been doing for the last 8 years. So, but you know, again, I'm hopeful that you know, as we kick into the national election, that some of these issues will be raised, and the media won't be able to ignore anymore, and the Hispanic advocacy groups, you know, will be pressed, you know, to confront these tough questions, these tough situations that a lot of Hispanics are facing.
And what some people are failing to realize here, particularly with immigration, is that the president's immigration policies and his executive orders have compromised and made it more difficult for Hispanics to make a living here in the United States because he's glutting the market with illegals. And people have to see this. Now, some may be seeing it, but they don't want to say it out loud. And I want to say to them, just as you do, you need to get involved in the conversation. But I think part of the problem that we have is a cultural issue, Israel, and that is when it comes to respect. They're not used to this kind of disrespect and this kind of conversation. Respect is a huge issue in our culture. And when they start hearing people, and particularly two of their own, with what happened the other night with Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, it grieves them deeply and it keeps them away from wanting to get and needing, but they're needed to be involved in the process.
That's right. That's right. No, I think you're absolutely right. I think a lot of it is an educational component that's required. I think one thing you were alluding to about what makes your country different. One thing I would point out is the rule of law. I mean, I think one of the key things that has made this country prosperous and successful has been the rule of law. I can tell you as an immigrant from Mexico to this country, the rule of law is pretty absent in many places in Latin America, including Mexico. And so I think that's one of the things that, it's tough for Republicans, tough for conservatives to communicate, but I think it's absolutely indispensable. And I think there's a way of honoring our immigrant heritage as a country, but also affirming something like the rule of law, which has made our country incredibly successful.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is important, and I believe that this advances the cause and develops a bridge into the Hispanic community like never before when you look at the talent coming out of the Hispanic community, the Marco Rubios, Ted Cruz's, Ana Martinez's, and many others who are involved and engaged with, the political process here. I mean, this is what freedom is all about, and this is why they came to America, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. For opportunity, for freedom, for a chance to see their kids do better than themselves. I mean, I can tell you, personally, my parents worked two shifts many times growing up so that I could, my sisters and I could go to a good school and have a chance to do better than they would. And that's the story of a lot of immigrants, including a lot of Hispanics. And so I'll be curious. In fact, I'll be traveling to Nevada next week, which has a big Hispanic population, which will be voting this week and the next week. And I'm gonna talk to some of the Hispanics in Nevada living there and try to get at the bottom of what are the issues going into the election this year and get a sense of where there's common ground, because I do think that the Republicans have an opportunity to connect with some of these voters. It's just a question of actually doing that.
Well, Israel, we got to have you back and give us an update on what you're seeing there on the ground floor in Las Vegas with Hispanics. Israel Ortega, writer for the conservative political news site Opportunity Lives. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector. Israel, thank you so much. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow.
All know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.